11 days after his body was found on a Mackinac Island, the U.S. Coast Guard is still investigating the death of 19-year-old Ethan Kelch. The crewman died in Unalaska last week while his vessel, the cutter Douglas Monroe, was in port for repairs.
It's still under investigation and we can't provide any comments as of yet.
That was Lieutenant Brian Dykin speaking this morning from the Coast Guard's Public Affairs Office in Juneau. While he couldn't shed any new light on the cause of Kelch's death, Dykin was able to explain the presence of a Coast Guard airplane spotted at the Unalaska airport last week.
I do know the C-130 was used to bring people in from Kodiak, like support teams. You know, we had a chaplain and some counselors and things that could help the crew after that difficult time. And they were able to support that crew during the grieving process that they had. And once the cutter was about to leave port there, everyone packed up and headed off on the C-130 again.
Dykin says the Coast Guard Investigative Service is working with local police to determine why Kelch went missing while off duty the night of Saturday, January 25th. The Virginia man was found unresponsive the next morning and declared dead at the clinic.